Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. Good to see you all today. Today is the eighth Sunday after Pentecost, and it also is a day of loss and reflection for our community. I never thought that Aurora, Colorado would get on the map for quite that reason. But there are people all over this world today who know about Aurora who otherwise wouldn't have. Today's worship is going to be out of the ordinary, so bear with me. Your bulletin is valuable for parts and won't serve you well for others. Just so we're thinking in general terms, the Bible readings won't be used this Sunday. We're going to refer mostly to some psalms of lament today. But next Sunday, I'm going to be gone, but Pastor Reverend Daniel Claywitter has agreed to stand in for me. He'll use the same lectionary from this week. I've already written the sermon, and he will read that, deliver that for me. So a little bit different next week as well, but you're already holding the plan for next week. We'll just shift a little bit. It is our tradition to greet each other before worship service. And the difficulty of today is that all of us have different connections to the horrific events of early Friday morning at that Aurora Mall Theater. Some of you may simply shake your head and say, my goodness, how could that happen in our town? Some of you may be pained in your hearts because someone you know or love was there. Perhaps you know somebody who was killed. Maybe you know someone in the hospital. Maybe you are like me and you think, my son could well have been there. But he wasn't. We all have different approaches to what happened. But what we have together is that we are together, and this is our town. So let me ask you today, as we always do, to rise up to greet each other in the peace of Jesus Christ and offer a message of hope and comfort to each other. Good morning. This is the part of the bulletin where it's no longer part of the bulletin. So let me ask you now for our first reading. It comes from the Hebrew Bible, from the book of Psalms, from Psalm 94, which is a song of lament, which is the questioning of God. Psalm 94 is on page 519 in your pew Bible. And especially today, I'm going to encourage you to follow along Psalm 94 on page 519 in your pew Bible. O Lord, you God of vengeance, you God of vengeance, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth, give to the proud what they deserve. O Lord, how long shall the wicked exult? They pour out their arrogant words, all the evildoers boast. They crush your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They kill the widow and the stranger. They murder the orphan. And they say, the Lord does not see, the God of Jacob does not perceive. Understand, O dullest of the people, fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who disciplines the nations, he who teaches knowledge to humankind, does he not chastise? The Lord knows our thoughts, that they are but an empty breath. Happy are those whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law, giving them respite from days of trouble until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his heritage. For justice will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who rises up for me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. When I thought my foot is slipping, your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Can wicked rulers be allied with you, those who contrive mischief by statute? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold, and God, my God, the rock of my refuge. He will repay them for their iniquity and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord our God will wipe them out. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As I mentioned earlier at the beginning, I think it's safe to say that we were all differently affected by the events of early Friday morning at the movie theater there near the Aurora Mall. Clearly, some of us are probably mourning directly for people we may know or love. Others are mourning the loss of any semblance of innocence and trust that we felt when we went to the movies. Others are mourning the senseless killing in a world that often makes little or no sense at all. Others are questioning the presence or even the goodness of God. Each of us prays and grieves differently. Well, this morning together I want to share with you several different kinds of messages and prayers. Then I'll lead us in the celebration of Holy Communion, because I hope and pray that the Holy Spirit will bring you comfort, peace, meaning, and hope on this day of sadness and reflection. Early Friday morning, our bishop, Elaine J.W. Stanofsky, sent out a prayer, and I'd like to share it with you. Precious children of a loving God died violently last night in Aurora, Colorado. Each life taken is a reminder of God's amazing and limitless love and grace, and the tragedy of just one person who wanders off into the darkness of fear and hate. And so we pray. God, you create a beautiful world, and you give breath to all who breathe. Thank you for every unrepeatable moment of life that we receive. Thank you for the miracle that each moment of life is. Pick up and carry each one who fell to the gunman's violence last night. Send your healing mercy to those who were harmed. And shine a light into the darkness where James Egan Holmes wanders lost, and lead him even now on a path of peace. I looked at the internet this morning and the tally was there, the list was there. 12 people were killed, 58 other people were injured. And as of last night, 26 of those folks were still in the hospital, 9 of them in critical condition. There is in many cultures an honor of someone by naming them. And so I ask you to find yourself in an attitude of prayer as I name each of the persons who died and their age. Let us honor these. Jessica Gowie, 24. Alex Sullivan, celebrating his 27th birthday. Jonathan Blunk, 26. John Larimer, 27. Matt McGuinn, 27. Michaela Medic, 23. Jesse Childress, 29. Alexander Jonathan Boyk, 18. Alex Tevis, 24. Rebecca Ann Wingo, 32. Gordon W. Cowden, 51. Veronica Moser Sullivan, age 6. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. The Lord does not faint or grow weary. The Lord's understanding is unsearchable. The Lord gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God of heaven and earth, you know the sound a sparrow makes when it falls to the ground. Hear now our voices joined in quiet outrage. We are thunderstruck, and we cannot find words. Send your spirit to speak for us, O God, to plead our case before you and release the anguish of our hearts. God of all consolation, we cry for peace, and there is none in our hearts. Send your river of life flowing through us to cleanse the wounds of our sorrow and still the turmoil of our minds. We cry against the flagrant waste of lives, promises that will not be kept, friendships lost, the love of family left ungratified. Our cries protest the deaths that rob the living and the dead of precious time and plunge us into depths of grief and pain. Because we cannot understand, show us your peace that surpasses understanding. God of life, your anger sears the mountains and strikes terror in those who spurn your will. Open our eyes to your presence and let us see that death is always counter to your word. Show us your streams that rush with living water, your mindful watch in every struggle against death. Give us grace to know your gift of Jesus, our companion through death's night, and our guide to your new day's glory. Fill us with your Spirit's breath of life and lift us to you in our need, that we may know your sorrow deep as our own. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd ask you all now to turn to your hymnals, to turn to Psalm 130, which you can find on page 848 in the back of your United Methodist hymnal. Psalm 130, page 848. As is our tradition, let us pray this psalm together responsively. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be worshipped. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. In the Lord's word, I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, with the Lord there is plenteous redemption, and the Lord will redeem Israel from all iniquities. Amen. I want to share with you several of the reminders that I got that we are one connected people in the United Methodist Church. Some of you may have seen Emma Goose, who's been sort of a celebrity. And let me read you the connection there. This is a message from Ken Burvey. Many of you know little Ken, who grew up to become an amazing United Methodist pastor. He says, I know I don't need to remind all of you good people to pray for the victims and families of the tragic shooting last night at the movie theater in Aurora, but it has hit home for us, and I'm asking from a deeper place. Our daughter Emma and several of her friends were actually in Theater 9 during the episode last night, and we are all especially grateful today that they are alive and well, although they are still waiting to hear the condition of one friend's boyfriend who was shot. From their description, the gunman entered just a few feet from where they were sitting, walked past them, and started shooting at the people just behind them while they were able to escape. Judy and I were on the scene shortly afterwards since we lived nearby. There wasn't much we could do but pray a lot and talk to some of the kids who were badly shaken. It was a terribly heartbreaking experience, and we've been up all night. So many young people affected for life by this horrible tragedy. Most everyone there was in their teens or 20s. If you could keep the victims, both physically and emotionally wounded, in your church's prayers this week, we would appreciate it. Thank you and love to you all. Pastor Ken. I guess I didn't realize how quickly the internet works and how tight is the connection of the United Methodist Church. But all day yesterday, today, or Friday, yesterday and today, I've been getting messages, and I share a few of them with you. Dear Pastor Will Morris, at a time when God needs you in your church, I'm praying for your strength in Jesus, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the agape love to give, and the right words or silence. Jesus is with you. In Jesus Christ, Pastor Brian Kent of Hope United Methodist Church in San Diego. Then I got a message that says, River Hills UMC lifts you up in prayer. As you gather with your congregations this morning, please know that we will be lifting you and your community in prayer. Our heart aches at the loss and mourning of the senseless events of this week. As you wrestle with the pain, know that you are not alone. While we may not know the name and faces in the same way, our hearts are breaking for a world that does not know what tomorrow will bring. It is by our faith that we rest at night in the knowledge that God will equip us, and may we wake knowing that God will give us strength for this new day. May the peace of Christ be with you. Reverend Robert Brout from Burnsville, Minnesota. And just a couple more. Pastor Will, we're offering up special prayers for you and our brothers and sisters in Christ at Burns United Methodist Church in Aurora today at our 8:45 and 11 services. As we move through the days ahead, our prayer is that your church family will continue to provide comfort, strength, and hope to the Aurora families that struggle to find inner peace again after this most challenging week in your community. God bless our friends at Burns UMC. From Chuck Edwards, lay leader, First United Methodist Church in Grand Prairie, Texas. I'm sorry. So what do we do with all this? Well, our bishop has some good ideas, and she sent out a pastoral letter, I guess Friday as well. And I'm a company guy, so I want to read you this message from our bishop. For 3 years, the Rocky Mountain and Yellowstone conferences have been studying how Jesus sent the disciples out to meet people on their doorsteps, to learn their yearnings and sorrows, their aspirations, and to help them follow their imaginations to a new and faithful future. Today, people throughout our area, but especially in Aurora and Littleton, Colorado, have come out onto their spiritual doorsteps in dismay and grief. Once again, precious children of God have fallen at the hands of a lost soul bearing powerful firearms. The deaths are senseless. And so people who love God and God's children pause speechless in their wake. How can it be that a person would wander so far from God that he failed to see the miracle of each one whose life he took? How could God, who created and animated and loved and nurtured each one, let a lost soul strike them down? And so, spiritually, the human community has come out into public in search of solace. The question for the church today is, how do we venture into the world to meet the collective grief of a community in its many guises? Anger, denial, depression, fear. I challenge you, leaders of the church, to use your biblical imagination to generate creative responses to this crisis. Where does the biblical story intersect the public story of this day? How might this intersection lead us into ministry of healing and hope? When Jesus died on the cross, his followers lost their bearings. They wandered away from the place without a sense of direction. Might our churches open and invite the whole community in for prayer and song and sharing? When Jesus died on the cross and was buried in a tomb, his beloved went there to honor and tend his body. We know that right now people are drifting together somewhere near the site of the shootings to pray, to weep, to leave flowers and letters of sorrow. Is the church there? What if a big sign were left there saying, "The United Methodist Church is praying with you"? Could we offer tracts with words of hope? "I lift up my eyes to the hills," or "Jesus wept"? After the devastation of the flood, Noah's family planted new crops. They invested in the future. Could one of our churches host a neighborhood tree planting to remember this tragedy with life and beauty and hope? The whole community is hungering and thirsting for a word of hope, for a communal experience of care in the face of reckless disregard. This is a moment Christ has prepared us for. God's Spirit has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from the darkness for the prisoners, from Isaiah. We have been touched and nurtured in faith for such a time as this. Bishop Elaine J.W. Stanofsky. And then finally, I got an email, some of you did too, from Elaine Separich, who was very practical. She didn't miss an opportunity to speak out for one of her good uses, which is the Children's Hospital Blood Mobile. That's something you can do very personal to assist in this tragedy, is to give blood. And apparently they're going to be at the Windsor Gardens on July 31st. So how many of you have blood in your veins? Yeah, I figured. You got to think about that. Think about giving blood. A hospital right up the street is where a lot of the victims still are. And maybe there are yet things we can do. So, my sisters and brothers, I don't have answers. I'm a weak old man trying to figure out what the heck went on Friday. Questioning, just as I guess you are, where was God in all that? Ironically, I'm reading a book of theology. Jane rolls her eyes because I spent a lot of time reading theology. But this book is about theodicy, which is the question of, if God is loving and just, why are people massacred? Why do they die going to a movie theater? Why in places across this world do more people die in a single day than we can even imagine? It doesn't make sense. That might be the straw that breaks your faith's back, that says, "I don't believe in you any longer, God, but I hope not." The only thing in my mind which makes this bearable is two things, actually. One is that we are together through this tragedy. And second, but most importantly, Christ is with us every step of this journey and beyond. Today, now, Melba and Glenda and Daniel and I will come forward to the Lord's table, and we will do what we do every month, which is to share the Lord's Supper. We do it to honor those who died, to bolster those who are fighting in hospitals. We do it with clenched teeth, hoping for peace for the shooter and for all of us, that our calluses don't become too thick, that we can't love and hope despite what the world throws at us, because we are a people of hope. So let us find ourselves in the incarnation. Let us live a life of sacrament by practicing that sacrament right now. My friends, would you join me at the Lord's table? So let us find ourselves at the top of page 9 in the United Methodist Hymnal. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere, even in times of distress, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven that now includes 12 new souls, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty all those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He ate with sinners. He comforted the grieving. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, when the supper was over, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we together proclaim the mystery of our faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these your gifts of grape juice and bread. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in this your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Sisters and brothers, because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. And now, as you are able, as the ushers release you, come forward to Christ's holy table. As always, the communion table is open. If today you commit yourselves to living a new life in Jesus Christ, if you repent of your sin and are ready to turn 180 degrees to a new direction, then the meal is set for you. Come now and be served. This morning we'll do it by intinction. We'll rip off a chunk of bread and hand it to you, and you can dip it lightly into the cup and take it into your mouth. You're welcome to come to the communion rail to pray or back to your seats. Let us honor God and those who have died.